Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my good friend, Mr. Clayton Perry, former city councilman here in San Antonio. And I wanted to get him on because he's an expert, my friends. He's been inside the belly of the beast, so to speak. I wanted to get his thoughts on two things. First of all, the legacy that Mayor Ron Nuremberg is leaving behind. This is his last year as mayor. He's been elected four times. And the other thing is that there is a huge project which the mayor apparently, along with others, is pushing called the Marvel Project. And I wanted to get his reaction to that. So, Clayton, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Welcome to the show.
Oh, absolutely, George. You know, I really enjoy this. So it gives an opportunity to give people a broader view and a little bit behind the curtains also on what's really happening with this stuff.
Yeah, and that's what we really, truly need. So let's start. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the legacy, the past four terms that Ron Nuremberg has been in as mayor of San Antonio. What do you think, what's the state of the city at this point?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's been some major blunders during his administration, and I'll just start off with probably the biggest one, and that was this Ready to Work program, where basically we're setting aside some of our sales tax money, about $50 million a year, for $250 million to train. It was originally supposed to train 40,000 people into better paying jobs. Think about that. And 40,000 people. And when this passed on city council, I voted against it and had a whole bunch of reasons why. Number one, there's no way that we're going to train 40,000 people. At the time was for $150 million. And I said, no, it's just not going to work. It will not work. And the mayor pressed for this program to get funded, and it got voted on. And he sold it to the community that, yes, we're going to train 40,000 people to get better paying jobs, and focused mostly on the technology industry. And so we're going along, and within a year, while I was on council, we were getting briefed, and all of a sudden they briefed, well, our target is 15,000 people. And I came unglued. I said, what? Where'd that come from? Who made that change? And they would never fess up to where that change came from. And I can tell you who changed it. It was the mayor. He changed it down to 15,000 people. And oh, by the way, our sales tax is doing so much better. It's not going to be $150 million that it's going to cost. It's going to cost $250 million. Oh, my goodness, man. I just flew off the handle. I could not believe. Basically, it was a bait-and-switch program. And if people would have saw that amount of money for those few people and being trained into better-paying jobs, they would have said, wait a minute. That's a little bit too much to swallow. Well, it happened. They've reduced it down to 15,000, and they're getting $250 million. And the last time I looked, we had already spent over $30 million. And now, this has been several months ago. I'm sure it's doubled that by now. And we had 300 graduates out of that program. $30 million for 300 graduates. And you know what the number one graduate was, where the number one industry people were going to? Truck drivers.
Oh my
God. Truck drivers. Can you believe this? I mean, it's the biggest, hugest waste of money this city has ever seen. And it's all because the mayor wanted this program, and he got it. In fact, he was portraying this to the Biden administration as a model, you know, that they need to do this nationwide. And you know, he was really selling this program. I am so glad that nobody took him up on that, because it would be just another huge waste of money across the whole nation. But we here in San Antonio, think about it, $250 million. I don't know how many have actually graduated, but You know what the benchmark was? $15 an hour. That's what they considered a better paying job. And you can get that working at McDonald's.
Wow.
And, you know, it's incredible. It's that will be, to me, his legacy of the waste of money. Now, having said that, I'll just give you some other statistics. And these are metrics where we're being measured against other cities in the nation and in Texas. And all these metrics, we're continuing to slide in the wrong direction. We're going down. We're the seventh trashiest city in the U.S., and that's out of 150 cities. Houston is actually the trashiest, but we're the seventh. We're the fifth worst city to live in Texas. Houston is the seventh worst. So we're worse than Houston, and that's primarily on crime and vicinity of crime. We're the 94th worst run city out of 148 in the nation. Third worst in Texas. We're the third most traffic accidents in Texas. Last year, we're right at 40,000 traffic accidents. And this would be no surprise to anybody. We're the worst educated in the nation. You know, every one of these, we have slid down every one of those metrics over the 8 years that he's been in office. And why is that? It's because we're spending our resources in the wrong areas. And one great example of that is that $250 million that's being thrown away. We could have done amazing things with $250 million. This was his pet project, and it's going down the drain. Just going down the drain. So I can tell you he's probably going to claim one of his legacies starting the homestead exemption. Wow. Guess what? I started lobbying for that and getting the rest of the council to agree with me on day one when I came into office, and it took me 3 years to get the mayor to agree to starting the homestead exemption. Just starting it. And he fought me every bit of the way not to do that. And then it took me another 2 years to get raised to 10%. That first one was just at the lowest levels. And then I got it up to 10%. And again, it took me 2 years. He fought that. And then he fought going up to the max, which is 20%. And he fought me against that. And luckily, he saw the light. Yeah, you know, we really need to do that here for San Antonio for the homeowners. And so now we have that. But I can tell you that so many areas that we're behind on is because we're not spending our resources in the right places, not what people are expecting. Every survey that we take every year before the budget time came around, number one, crime. More policemen. Number two, infrastructure. We want better streets and better drainage. And third, property taxes. You know, those are historically always the top three, if not top four, that everybody puts down. And yet, year after year, we never put those resources. I wanted to. My goodness, I fought for more street and drainage dollars and every year, and it just didn't happen. I did get it the first year where we basically doubled the budget for our infrastructure from $60 million to $120 million, but I couldn't get it any higher than that. And guess what? It's still at that $120 million. And you know, it's insane that people don't hold their councilmen more accountable for what they are getting back, their return on investment. And I said that year after year, what's the return on investment out of this right at $4 billion that we have in our budget now? It's crazy. $4 billion. That's with a B, folks, with a B. And we're just spending it in the wrong places. You know, it just continues year after year. And again, I fought it every year, but the mayor pretty much got his way on what he wanted, and that's why we're in the mess we have right now. Our bond, you know, the bonds that we have right now, we are the heaviest tax per capita in Texas. We're higher than Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin. we got the highest debt per person and of any city. And guess what? That's because of the city debt. That's because of the county debt. And then you throw on top of that all these school districts that pass these bonds, all of that debt put on top of each other. We're talking, I don't know the exact figure right now, but I bet we're talking, you know, close to $7 billion that we're in debt. $7 billion. And now they're talking about adding to that debt with, I know you want to talk about Project Marble, but that's on top of everything, folks.
Yeah, I mean, everything that you're telling us. And then on top of that, we're going to be doing this Project Marble, and I'm not sure how all of that is going to work out, how we're going to pay for that.
Yeah, I can tell you this baseball stadium, which is, you know, I hope it all works out, but, you know, they were saying, yeah, we're not going to raise any taxes. You know, but they are. Let me tell you how. You know, they set up a new TERS. It's a boundary around this baseball stadium where all the tax dollars from that area is going to go into paying for that baseball stadium. Guess where that's coming from? That's coming from the city coffers of money coming into the city to do roads and streets and pay for policemen and firemen and parks and all that stuff. So that revenue is not coming to the city. It's going into that baseball stadium. So theoretically, yeah, we're not raising taxes, we're not raising the tax rate or anything, but those dollars are now not coming into the city. So where's that money coming from? It's coming out of our existing budget that we're not getting that revenue anymore. So we can't print money, folks. We can't print money. So that money's going to now go straight into that stadium, and we're not going to see a penny coming into the city.
Wow. That is very, very disturbing as far as that goes, because, I mean, we need, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm up here in District 10, and I definitely know that there's certain streets here that need some work.
Yeah. Oh, we got them all over. We got 4,000 miles of streets here in San Antonio, and last time I looked, 10% of those are F streets. That means streets that have totally failed across this entire community. And, what's the solution? We have to put more money towards it to fix those streets. People have to continue to drive on streets that have potholes, that have, I call them built-in speed bumps, but, you know, bumps and what have you that, you know, really, really cause damage to vehicles. And, it's incredible. But yeah, 10% of our streets are failed, and we need to put more money into our streets here. That's the story about this baseball stadium. And guess what? You know, they briefed this Project Marble, which is an expansion to the convention center, a brand new facility for the Spurs, and also expanding or renovating the Alamo Dome. And then another land bridge here in town. Isn't that great? Another land bridge.
Not for deer, I hope. Not for deer.
Yeah. Well, the two-legged folks that go across there from the Alamo Dome. But look, that project, it's very slick what they did. They showed this real pretty pictures and say, oh my goodness, this would just really, really beef up downtown and have a great atmosphere for the future and bringing in people. Okay, well, that sounds good, but how much is it going to cost? Well, they didn't really have a real cost for it. They just had some ranges of cost, and so they're trying to sell this project on what it looks like and the expectation versus, all right, folks, this is how much it's going to cost, and where's that money going to come from? Well, they're probably going to do the same thing that they did on the baseball stadium on putting up this perimeter around there and all the tax dollars from that perimeter going in to pay for that stadium. And what's going to happen again? That's money that should be coming to the city to do our roads and police and fire and all that stuff. And it's not going to come to the city anymore. It's going to go in to pay for this Project Marble. Now, there's hotel occupancy tax. They can up that rate. And what's that going to do? Well, That means higher rates to go stay in a hotel downtown. You know, are people going to be continuing to come to San Antonio with some of the highest hotel rates in the area? I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, this thing is already well down the train tracks as far as getting this thing going, because instead of saying how much is going to it cost and how we're going to pay for it, they lay out this beautiful picture.
Yeah, I like those pictures.
This, man, this looks great. So they're doing a great marketing plan on it. But my question has been all along, you know, how are we going to pay for it? And yeah, there's several different ways, but that just means money that's not going to be coming here into the city.
Oh, man. So, again, real brief before we let you go, what is the solution, in your opinion, for all this mess that we're there, the spending and direct redirecting the spending?
Well, I think we need to go through the budget page by page. I laud Mark White, District 10 councilman, where he's having this building the budget up from the base, in other words, zero-based budgeting, where they have to start at the very beginning and justify everything. That's number one. I think that's great. I still don't know how that's going to work technically. You know, who the contractor is going to work for, because if they're working for the city staff, you know, they're the ones that put the budget together. So it's like the fox guarding the hen house, right?
Yeah, right.
So I'm still concerned about that. But I think that's a step in the right direction. But you have to have leadership to make those tough decisions. What can we afford and what can't we afford? We still have streets without sidewalks. We've got streets that are in horrible shape. Drainage, we still get flooding across the city. The basics, we're still over 200 police officers short. And again, this year they should have made the rest of that 350 that was identified that we were short. We should have made up the difference for this next year, but we didn't. They only funded 50. So you know, we're prioritizing the wrong areas. Does it look pretty? Does it look great? Absolutely. Will it give us a return on investment that we're expecting? I don't know on this project, Marvel, but I can tell you what it's going to do. It's going to take a lot of resources away from other areas that we should be spending money on here in San Antonio. And we're just going to see the city continue to get buried under this debt, which is already too burdensome for you know, people living here. You know, what is the mayor always say? We're the seventh largest city, but we're the poorest large city. And my goodness, no wonder we're so poor, is exactly. Because we're paying all these debts and
exactly.
You know, on things that we can't afford. And this is just another example of it. And you know, there was a phrase that always kind of got me, you know. One of them was, it's a city we deserve. And
I like that.
You know, I'm sorry, that just always hit the wrong tune with me, because it's not the city we deserve. That is not what we deserve. We deserve a better city. And that got all twisted around, and now we're gonna be left holding a bag if this thing goes through. My goodness, it's going to take years to pay that off, and we're going to suffer again in those areas that we should be paying attention to lift ourselves up out of these metrics that continue to go in the wrong direction.
You got it. We're going to let you go, but folks, we've been listening to the wisdom and insight of former city councilman Clayton Perry. And Clayton, I really, really enjoy these conversations. We've got to get you on again in another week or so, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be more stuff coming down the road.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. You know, everybody's now gearing up for the elections coming up this next May, and yeah, that's going to be interesting too.
Yes. Talk about leadership. We need it. We need it. We need it, folks.
Yep. That's absolutely.
Well, you take care, folks. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.